Ukraine security issue.
On June 1st, the 98th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russian army continued to attack Ukrainian positions and shell cities and villages across the country. Russian Sukhoi-35 aircraft fired air-to-surface missiles at residential areas and industrial facilities in the Sumy region, causing massive destructions. The day before, Russian helicopters and artillery intensively shelled Kharkiv, as well as several villages in the region, again killing civilians, including a child. More civilians were injured. The fiercest combats took place in the Donbas, where air-supported Russian troops continued to attack the city of Lyman, Donetsk region. Their artillery insistently shelled the entire Lugansk regions. On Tuesday, Russian aircraft fired at the Azot chemical plant. One of the missiles hit a reservoir with nitric acid. Fortunately, there was no lethal chemical danger. Serhii Haidai, head of the Lugansk region military administration, said on Wednesday that Russian troops managed to seize the larger part of Severodonetsk, the administrative center of the region now almost completely destroyed. The general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces said in its daily update on Wednesday that the Russian army had lost approximately 70 troops in the southern Kherson and Mykolaiv regions over the past day, and a total of 30.7 thousand troops plus nearly 10,000 pieces of equipment in Ukraine since the invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address that even though significantly outnumbered and outgunned, the Ukrainian army controls the situation.
На Херсонському напрямку маємо певні успіхи, як і просування на Харківщині. Збройні сили України стримують тиск окупантів Запорізької області. Ключовий напрямок – Гуляйполе та Оріхове.
We have certain success in the Kherson region and advancement in the Kharkiv region. The Ukrainian armed forces withstand the Russian invaders' pressure. In this broad picture, we should see that our defenders display exceptional courage and retain control of the situation at the front, even though they are significantly outnumbered and outgunned, said the president. In an interview with the Newsmax, he once again stressed the dire necessity of supplying Ukraine with more effective weapons. Ukraine needs long-range weapons to defend itself and reclaim its captured territories, but not at all to deliver strikes on Russian territory. All we need is our own territory, Zelensky said. According to him, Ukraine is on the defensive perimeter of the free world vis-a-vis the Russian threat, so Ukraine cannot cede a single square inch of its territory. According to intelligence reports, Russia is deploying missile systems on the Zmeyny Island in the Black Sea, increasing the threat of missile strikes on Odessa and the entire coastline. The threat is even higher from the Russian warship Admiral Makarov, armed with Kalibr cruise missiles. Meanwhile, a nuclear missile force exercise is underway in Russia's Ivanovo Oblast. The drills involve around 1,000 troops and Yars missile complexes. Their range exceeds 11,000 kilometers. As of June 1st, which was marked as International Day for Protection of Children, Russian invaders had killed at least 262 Ukrainian children and wounded 415. According to the UNICEF, more than 5 million Ukrainian children need humanitarian aid. Since Russia unleashed a full-blown war against Ukraine in late February, Ukrainian children have had to hide from Russian bombs, shells, and missiles in basements or flee to safer regions or abroad. Yaroslav, an 11-year-old boy from the Donetsk region, has to care for his little sister and mother who were maimed by a Russian missile at the Kramatorsk railway station on April 8. His mother lost a leg, his sister Yana lost both, and his grandmother was killed by a fragment. Yana remembers how it happened.
Звуки такі були, як будто летить щось, а потім мені заложило ліве ухо і
I heard something fly, and then I felt like my left ear was plugged and everything turned black. When I opened my eyes, I felt a burning pain in my legs. I wanted to get up, run, and look for my mom and brother, but I couldn't, because it hurt. When I looked at my legs, I cried, said Yana. Her brother was at the moment inside the railway station, keeping an eye on the family's belongings. They were waiting for an evacuation train. His mother and sister just went outside when the missile struck. Now the boy is actually the head of the family and he is aware of his responsibility.
Ну там что-то либо подать, принести, позвать кого-то, укрыть.
I fetch things, help them reach for something or call someone. I cover them with the blanket, heat the meals and go shopping, said Yaroslav. According to the health ministry, 19 Ukrainian children have had their limbs amputated as a result of Russian shelling. The list of Russia's war crimes includes atrocious crimes against Ukrainian children. Killed, maimed, raped, deprived of medical care and humanitarian aid, separated from their parents, kidnapped and forcefully deported to Russia. According to Petro Andrushenko, advisor to the mayor of Mariupol, Donetsk region, 549 orphan children have been deported to Russia from the region. Russian authorities plan to issue them documents of Russian citizens. The occupying authorities received an order from Moscow to bring all orphan children from Mariupol to the Rostov Oblast. According to Daria Herasimyuk, presidential commissioner for the rights of the child, at least 234,000 children have been forcefully removed from Ukraine and brought to Russia. Around 3,000 of them have been verified. The Russian Security Council has announced plans to hold so-called referendums in the occupied areas of the Donetsk, Luhansk, Zaporizhia and Kherson regions. In the latter two, they jam the signals of Ukrainian mobile operators and try to introduce the ruble. As of Wednesday, there was no connection with the Kherson region and the cities of Berdyansk and Melitopol, Zaporizhia region. Russian SIM cards are already on sale in Melitopol. The Ukrainian mobile operators say they did not switch off the signal. It is jammed by the invaders. In Mariupol, Donetsk region, the Russian occupiers are preparing to demolish most of the buildings damaged by their own shelling. Mobile teams go from door to door telling the dwellers of intact apartments that they will be evicted. The invaders plan to put them in hostels and accommodate construction workers in the vacated apartments. Those who refuse to vacate their apartments are told they will have to look for a dwelling on their own. The occupiers are also selling salvaged cars at a marketplace in Mariupol and jewelry and other valuables to their owners. On Tuesday, the invaders loaded 2,500 tons of Ukrainian rolled steel stolen in Mariupol on a ship bound for Astrakhan.